Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, the top of this show is do the best I can. You know, I've had shows where I just kind of sound kind of iffy, you know? It's because and the light is bright and I can see, but I don't have that concentration. Now I do, because I love the dark. So, when I talk, if you don't understand a word I'm saying, then just, you can contact me at dove.night29@yahoo.com and we'll talk further or by email. But as a musician, I find, or a songwriter, that a lot of these experiences or feelings that I have, I write from them. You know, if I'm feeling I don't feel good one day, because I wrote thousands and thousands of songs. A lot of them have been recorded. Some of them, you know, and my BMI, which I'm a songwriter, I have not put the songs on there. I write about all kinds of different things that I use in my life because I use as an autobiographical kind of thing. Like, this is good to write. It's therapeutic and it's cathartic. Helps me see and view the situations that I write about in a more detailed way to where I can find a release that is able to be completed by me writing that song. But in life, you know, if I take a test or if I sing and, you know, if I don't sound as great as I want, you know, because I'm a perfectionist. And a lot of things I do, particularly when I write a song, or if I, you know, with my schooling, or with things I really care about, and I don't, and I feel like I come up short, I'm not going to feel very good. But with the exception of me getting to the next level, like with a graduate level or a big goal, that's really realistically, and I have the ability to get. If I mess up, then I did the best I can, you know? Doesn't mean I have to give up, you know? Because I know that I'm not necessarily the greatest singer in the world, you know, the greatest, speaker in the world. I'm not necessarily the smartest person in the world, you know. And, you know, the truth is I don't care about the shallowness, you know. I would like to be successful, but, you know, there are other people who are the smartest, the richest, the prettiest. I don't give a damn. But I just live life on my own terms because I'm very much who I am. And God made me who I am. So I don't live life on those categories. I live life by the best, doing the best I can. I cannot come up short in a goal that I'm able to reach and can complete. Especially if someone's trying to stop me. And yes, a dream killer is trying to stop me. That I cannot let happen. I refuse to live and let someone who has nothing better to do but to cause damage and pain and suffering stop me from achieving a huge promise to be where I want to be. And if it's positive, I got to continue. There's no such thing as coming up short. But I'm going to do the best I can. if I sing a song, I'm not gonna, I can't scream as I can't scream as loud as Axl Rose, and I can't, you know, I don't have necessarily Luther Vandross' voice, who's in R&B, which is a different type of music, but I can sing. I am a bright person. I don't give a damn if other people have more than me, but I do want to have a great career. I do what I do. Yeah, I just do want to be a millionaire. Yeah, live the high life. But at least want to make our effort at it. But, you know, I whatever happens, I did the best I can. I do the best I can. Little or a lot. But I'm a musician. I hope one of my songs be successful. But, you know, at the same time, I love to create, you know. And doing the best I can means I cannot have the worst. I can't be the worst. I can't have the worst people around me. I like to have people who are inspiring, who are out there trying to be themselves and find their own niche in life and able to go after their dreams. I don't put people like on high pedestals or people have to be like the best of the best. What I mean is that, you know, people are able to be honest with themselves and do the best that they can to better their life. And doing the best I can means I can't hang around somebody who can't help themselves. I can't hang around some alcoholic or some very sick mentally ill person who's going to commit suicide or try to hurt me or something. I can't do that, but I can help them indirectly, not directly, but, you know, if I ever come across and I tell them there's a place, you know, like there's a place over there that help people who are homeless or people there, and that's that. And one way I can help people. But I have to protect myself. I have to be around people who are positive. And I have to live life as best I can. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm always going to make mistakes because I'm human. There's no perfect person in this world. I ain't perfect. I do the best I can. So if I get a F on a test, I did the best I can. So that's all. If you're comparing yourself to another person, there's no way you can compare yourself to another person. That's why when I was little, those categories were there. And I actually, you know, there were people who in my, you know, my grammar school who were doing so much better than me in school. I actually didn't care if they were. I was thinking about how well I was doing. And I had attention deficit disorder, you know. Just couldn't concentrate. And I didn't do too well because of the attention deficit. But at that time, it wasn't really known as much. But I did the best I could. So that's all. Good night from Dove Night.